Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but it's an absolute bloodbath in the Eastern Cape, where there was an announcement that Goodyear is closing its factory. Absolutely just devastating. But this is, though, in the back of other factories closing down and making their announcement as well earlier on in the year. On the line with us is SAFTU's Secretary General, just to give us their reaction to the news. And they're also saying that they're supporting NUMSA because this is absolutely uncalled for. Zwelinzima Vavi is on the line with us this evening. A very good evening, Mr. Vavi. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Pamela. Good evening to all of your colleagues and everybody listening.
The news that came through that Goodyear is about to close its factory in the Eastern Cape, alongside others that announced that they're going to be closing their factories earlier on in the year, absolutely unacceptable, you say, as SAFTU.
Absolutely shocking and devastating and totally unacceptable. And that's why we have thrown our weight with the National Union of Metalworkers of South Africa and its 900 members that are facing the chop from this company that has operated in South Africa since 1932, I think it is, and which have made fortunes out of the province of the Eastern Cape, and that has suddenly changed its mind after it has made a profit of 70 million rands in 2024. And suddenly, for reasons that is now explained as rationalization, it is deciding that it will close down its factory in the Eastern Cape after 90 years of profit making and exploiting the human resources of that province. It's very sad.
You mentioned the fact that particularly Goodyear, which is a subsidiary of Contitech, also a subsidiary of Continental Tires, people may know that brand, that they have received incentives from schemes in government. And so this is not how they should be exiting. They should at least be engaging with government.
And we doubt if they've even had an audacity to speak to the Department of Trade and Industry Competition. This is more like a big surprise, a big announcement to the union to say, hey, guys, we want to start negotiating Section 77 with you. Section 189 with you. We want to leave this country. And these guys, as you are saying, Pamela, they are receiving a huge amount of benefits from the government incentive schemes, such as the automotive investment scheme, and the industrial support from the Department of Trade and Industry Competition. And look, they, after benefiting from this, they just leave. And that's why we're making a call on the government to intervene without any further delay, because this retrenchment and plant closure already has a potential of not only affecting the 900 workers and their families. As you know, black people support minimum 8 dependents and maximum 15 dependents. And when you multiply that 900 times 8 or 15, you should know the devastating impact that this is going to have on the economy of the Eastern Cape. An Eastern Cape that already is sitting on a 49% unemployment rate.
So
according to the latest statistics, South Africa, quarter one of 2025. Yeah. A disaster. Yeah. In every angle you can look at it.
So it's Goodyear Tires, it's Contitech, a subsidiary of Continental Tires. They make those conveyor belts for Eskom. It's also Aspen Pharmacare, all, you know, announcing that they're going to be shutting down their operations in Gqeberha. From what we're looking at, you've just mentioned the fact that, for instance, Goodyear posted $70 million profit in 2024. Aspen itself is not doing too badly. What then are the reasons behind these closures?
Profit, profit, profit. Maximize profit, cut away workforce by half, or if it is possible, zero. Move from the cheapest exploitation area to the next. Make sure that the companies can move around the world to look for the cheapest labor available in the whole world. All of it in pursuance of the ultimate logic of the system of capitalism, which is profit. Now, all companies everywhere in the world pursue profits, here in South Africa or elsewhere. But at some times, we do need some level of conscience. You can't just exploit a country, get government to subsidize your operations in a deliberate and desperate attempt to keep you operating in South Africa, because they have an obligation to keep jobs in South Africa. Then after all of those years of being subsidized, you just tell the government, if you have even told it, that, sorry, we are moving to the next spot and we are in search of profit. And that's why we say, where is your conscience? And nobody doesn't know how depressed the Gqeberha or former Port Elizabeth area is today. It's a face of crime.
Yeah.
It's the levels of crime and killings and the robbing and the invasion of homes for groceries. We're not even talking about invasion for TVs and all of those light good industries. People go into each other's fridge and take, and if you resist, you get shot at on the spot. There's no consequences for all of that. So Gqeberha is one of the biggest crime areas in South Africa as we speak today. And the reason is because all of these companies operating there for years are downscaling. They are downsizing. And the result of all of that is just devastation.
You've got a few ideas that you want a government to explore, as well as these companies, as well as the DTI. But in the meantime, you're saying there should be a moratorium on these closures. So everybody must stop while you discuss these other things. What are the things that you are putting on the table?
Well, the biggest one is that NUMSA, Goodyear, the Conditech, Aspen, the DTIC must go into an immediate discussion to discuss what do we do when we halt these closures. What is that we can do to develop job-saving alternatives? So what are those alternatives? The first one we're putting is that they must consider worker ownership and industrial retention plans. Worker ownership, we're saying to the DTIC, these guys are leaving the country not because they're no longer making profit. They are talking about the degree of profit making. And if that is the case, that they still demand for Goodyear tires and that there's still a demand from the mines for the conveyor belts, there's still a demand from Eskom for conveyor belt that Conditech operations are producing in the Port Elizabeth area, then support workers to take over these companies and develop cooperatives models that can ensure that workers, with the support of the department, the IDC and the CEDA, are able to run these things. After all, these factories are run by workers with management playing golf and having endless dinners and lunch and breakfast elsewhere. The people who have the experience of running a profitable operation are in the plant. They are managers, the junior managers, the skilled workers, the unskilled workers, everybody contributes into building a workplace. We want that model to be tested because it's a model that is being tried and it is working elsewhere. And that's the same call we made, by the way, when the ArcelorMittal was wanting to leave 3,000 workers in Elatch, and because it wants to move, or it wants to exploit the fact that it has operations in South Africa by importing skills from elsewhere and getting it sold into the South African market, where they know there's so much developmental backlogs that needs to be addressed in this country, and therefore there's still a high demand of steel. And instead of ensuring that the steel is produced here, they close down Newcastle and Vanderbilt Park, and they want to move elsewhere, but they want to retain their right to import iron from other operations they have everywhere else in the country. The second option we want to present is the option of retraining and reskilling those workers. There is billions and billions that are being used by the so-called entrepreneurs who have all manner of schemes to retrain workers, which go nowhere. And here is an opportunity to use those billions that have been put together through the National Skills Act to say, is there a way of ensuring that these workers are trained and are retrained and are provided with alternative skills and are given other leeways and ladders to climb on as they search for employment elsewhere? And there's so many things that they can do. There's logistics, there's health manufacturing, there's social economy that they can coordinate, and through a national just transition fund, which we are calling for. And lastly, we're calling for the public audit and exit penalties, and that companies who abandon workers and communities after decades of extracting value must face exit taxes and return all of the unfulfilled state subsidies or procurement advantages back to the state and back to communities and the workers that have helped to produce their wealth. So that's what we're calling for, and we hope that NUMSA, as it is engaging with the DTIC and with the Goodyear, will push those ideas forward. The first price, of course, is that Goodyear must remain, Aspen must stop the retrenchment, the company ContiTech must stop those retrenchments, and we must do everything that we can to retain jobs in South Africa. Already, you know, from the first quarter labor force survey of 2025, we're sitting with 12.7 million South Africans who are unemployed. 10 million of those have been unemployed for more than a year. In fact, in the last check I did on the long-term structural unemployment in South Africa, it says that 60% of the unemployed young people in particular have not been employed in this country for 5 years, meaning that some of them have never had an experience and the honor and the dignity of working for themselves and their families. We are talking about a disaster for many years, Pamela, as you know. We have warned about a ticking time bomb, and we have pointed out that if South Africa allows this deindustrialization that we have seen us losing 50% of our industrial capacity or manufacturing base, and to the point that whereas in 2024, we used the manufacturing sector used to contribute up to 22% to the GDP, and that has been cut by half to 11-12% in 30 years. It's a disaster. And we don't talk about this unfolding disaster all the time. Just today, we were in a discussion with the CEO of FNB, which is also wanting to lay off 2,032 workers. I mean, right now they're starting negotiations with the union FAO to do that. So we are intervening to say, CEO, there are alternatives to this retrenchment you are trying to rush, and let's have a discussion. And luckily, he has agreed to put that process on hold so that he can engage FAO and SAFTU on what should be the alternative to the retrenchments that he is wanting to advance. We can't afford. We've got to do everything that we can to stop job losses in South Africa. We are in a disaster already.
You're saying FNB is at least listening. Just to be clear, it is only the Goodyear tire factory that's closing. The other ones are scaling down and are looking to retrench. Do you get the sense that there is, you know, if NUMSA has been open with you, that they are coming around and they are taking some of your suggestions to, you know, to heart and maybe will come to some understanding on this one?
No, they are. Already NUMSA is engaging Goodyear and that it is going to advance its own proposal. It will take on board the Federation's proposal. And we've got to move forward together. We can't sacrifice so many workers at the altar of any other priority. The priority now is to save workers' jobs and is to force Goodyear to rethink. The priority is to force the other companies in Port Elizabeth, Eastern Cape, to reconsider their decisions to retrench workers. The priority is to make sure that SAB, AB and InBev here in Gauteng, everywhere else in South Africa, reconsiders its decision to retrench so many workers. Remember, there have been systematic pattern of retrenchment at South African breweries. In 2020, they retrenched 330 workers. 2021, they were back retrenching 40 workers. In 2022, they were back retrenching 160 workers. In 2023, they retrenched 150. Back again in 2024, they retrenched 64. And now they are back wanting to retrench 233. Just a correction, it's not 2,000. It's 233 that they want to retrench. That's over 1,000 workers since they were allowed to amalgamate and to expand, to merge, and to consolidate into a super multinational beer producing company in South Africa. Over 1,000 workers have lost their jobs. And yet, they too, if you look at their global net profits, it has risen to a staggering 9.2 billion rands in 2022. The same people who are making a 9.2 billion US dollar billions are coming back to say, the price that must be paid is that of workers who must be told that after making so many billions for this company, you must go and join the 12.7 million other South Africans who are unemployed. This is totally unacceptable.
General Secretary of the South African Federation of Trade Unions, Mr. Zulinzi Mavavi, thank you so much for making time for us. And this is absolutely just sad news. We'll obviously keep an eye on the story. As he says, NUMSA is engaging with the DTIC. They're engaging as well with Goodyear Tire. We will keep an eye on the story because we all know this country cannot afford any more job losses. That we know for a fact. And the ripple effects thereof are just things that we cannot afford this country at this moment. So let's take those calls, as I said, 086-000-0959. You're on Point of View. You can also send voice notes on 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.